Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell walked out of a G20 meeting on Wednesday when the Russian finance minister started speaking. Yellen and Powell were joined by other world leaders, including the head of the European Central Bank, the Canadian Deputy Prime Minister, and Ukraine's finance minister. The federal government is jumping back into the mask mandate business. The Department of Justice on Wednesday said it will appeal a ruling striking down the mask mandate for public transportation after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention requested the appeal. Sarah Nelson, international president of the Association of Flight Attendants, on the Hill website, says they were blindsided when the mask mandate was lifted this week.
They were told their job was to enforce this. They are supposed to have that standing in the cabin to keep everyone safe, and that really undermines their roles.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A new bill to be discussed today in Florida is aimed at Disney's privilege.
The Florida Senate has passed a bill on Wednesday to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The proposal could have huge tax implications for Disney, whose series of theme parks have, over the decades, transformed Orlando into one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. The Florida House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After Netflix announced another rate increase, hundreds of thousands of subscribers quit Netflix, leading to a poor quarterly report. Billionaire investor Bill Ackman and his Pershing Square hedge fund lost around $400 million or more as it dumped its entire Netflix stake. The hedge fund bought about 3.1 million Netflix shares back in late January. USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Newsmax says the weakness by the White House is empowering Mexican cartels to continue their dirty deeds. The White House commentary on Texas Governor Greg Abbott's order to send busloads of illegal immigrants to the nation's capital as a political stunt has the Attorney General shaking his head.
You know, that's a sad commentary on their view of what's going on at the border, that this is a political stunt. We're desperate for help. They refuse to give it. They're ignoring the law. And we have long-term consequences. People are dying from drug overdoses. They're empowering the cartels. They're basically in business with the cartels because they incentivize the cartels to bring as many people to them, and they take the handoff and move them around the country. So it's devastating to our state. In the end, we're all going to be border states because these people are being transported by the administration in the middle of the night all over the country, and it will affect every state in this country.
President Vladimir Putin claimed victory in the biggest battle of the Ukraine war on Thursday, declaring the port of Mariupol liberated after nearly 2 months. Mariupol, once home to 400,000 people, has not only seen the most intense battle of the war, but also its worst humanitarian catastrophe. Hundreds of thousands of civilians were cut off from food, water, and power for nearly 2 months under Russian siege and bombardment. NASCAR racing goes big this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Roy Murdoch also joins us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Just so sad, DeRoy, that it's another slow day when it comes to news. Just nothing happening in our world, right?
Yeah, I thought maybe we could talk about, I don't know, maybe comic books or stamp collecting or birds, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, man, why not? Hey, let's talk about Elon Musk shaking up the world. I mean, Twitter does no do with itself. Jonathan Turley says that the fact that Elon Musk is forcing Twitter to consider free speech. I mean, imagine that, right? What that's going to do.
What a radical concept that people yes. actually can engage in free speech and express themselves and say what they wish. And, you know, I would say, what, maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago, this would have been left, middle, right. Yeah, of course, free speech, get up and say what you want. And now the left, as they've given up on virtually every principle that made this country great, now they're hostile to free speech, and now they're saying, oh, we need more content moderation. That's a highly polysyllabic term for censorship.
Yes, exactly.
You know, the only content moderation I think you need is to make sure people aren't calling for actual violence and, you know, the death of others, maybe profanity. But short of that, you ought to be able to get up and say what you want, and I'm glad that Elon Musk is dedicated to that, and the pushback against him is just amazing on the part of so many people on the left who have openly embraced censorship and not like, okay, we disagree with you, we're going to put up an opposite point of view, we want to put somebody there to debate you. They say, just shut up, we don't want to hear it, and we're going to take you off Twitter. We're going to ban your deplatform your websites, even things like PragerU, Prager University. I mean, PragerU basically has these videos about the Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement and various aspects of history. I think they've got one video about the precursors to the Civil War, nothing radical or crazy. And I believe YouTube, if I'm not mistaken, just took them down altogether. They didn't say, look, PragerU is great. We want to have lefty you and then offer an alternative viewpoint. Just take it down. And so many people go to college campuses to speak. Alan West was, I think, University of Buffalo just a couple of weeks ago, and they, you know, shouted him down. Didn't want him to speak. They chased the chairman of the campus Young Americans for Freedom chapter into a men's room where she was hiding from a mob that I think wanted to beat her. So the left has gone completely bonkers. They don't believe in free speech. They believe in censorship, and they're increasingly violent and reminiscent of the. Red Guards, Chairman Mao's Red Guards during the Cultural Revolution in the People's Republic of China.
See, this is what happens when you allow the generation that was given performance trophies, you know, to take over the wheel of the ship, right?
I think it's a big part of it. And it's also what happens when you don't get adult supervision. You know, where is the dean of the University of Buffalo or the president of the school to say, okay, children, Colonel West has a right to come speak. You have a right to listen. You may ask, get up and ask whatever challenging questions you wish. If you want to try to make him look like a fool by asking questions he can't answer or on which you think he's going to stumble, go for it. And that's how we learn in a free society. But these things happen, and the administrations either roll over and play dead, or they actually come out and cheer the brats on as they engage in, as I say, censorship and even violence. And you've seen this in so many of these corporations where the children who've just gotten out of college take over and scream and yell, like in Disney, for example, with this Florida parents' rights law. Some of the left-wing employees at Disney said, oh, you know, Ron DeSantis is, I guess, a lesbian at Disney. Oh, Ron DeSantis is trying to criminalize my way of life. No, no such thing. It's just saying, look, if you want to talk to kids about sexual orientation and gender, that's fine. You just have to wait until fourth grade. Okay, nobody's life is being criminalized. You have to wait till fourth grade to bring this sort of stuff up with school kids. And where was the president of CEO to say to the out-of-control workers, look, this law has nothing to do with saying or don't say gay. It's not a check on anybody's sexual orientation. It merely says that kindergarten, first, second, and third are not the appropriate time or place to have such conversations. Mm-hmm. You must wait till fourth grade. If you guys can cope with that, go back to work. If you can't deal with that, the front door is right over there. Don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. Goodbye. Okay, where's exactly. The adult supervision on the part of all these corporate CEOs to stand up to these brats and these children on their staffs who at this point have taken over these companies as the CEOs cower under their desks in fear?
Because the leadership bubble has been penetrated. That's why. The leadership no longer is leading. It is part of the mob. And this is what happens. So they become overly compassionate. They're in the cesspool with them, and nobody is there to offer any kind of adult leadership. I mean, after all, after everything is all said and done, Roy, how about if we just get parents' permission? You know, is it okay? Can we talk to your kids? Can we talk to them about sex education? And you know, those parents that it doesn't matter to them. They don't give a whoop. You know, let. You know, that's up to them. And but to just feel like somehow teachers have the right to talk to my kids about sex without my permission, and to even, you know, take them for medical treatment without my permission, and on. I mean, the whole education system has gone, you know, off the rails here.
Yeah, completely derailed. And you're right. You know, fine. Okay, get the parents' permission. And if mommy and daddy want Johnny and Sally to hear about, you know, sexual orientation, heterosexual, homosexual, and otherwise in first grade, okay, great. And if the other parents don't want the kids to learn about it, then they can go sit in the library and, you know, do their homework or something else. Speaking of libraries, there's this program called Drag Queen Story Hour where drag queens read stories to kids. And this is I saw something on their website just a little while ago, which is astonishing. This is from Alexis Hernandez in Brooklyn, okay? And it says, Drag Queen Story Hour gave my first graders, a fun and interactive platform to talk and think about social and emotional issues like acceptance, being yourself, and loving who you are. During our debrief after DQSH, they were preaching the incredible lessons they'd learned, like it's okay to be different and there's no such thing as boy things or girl things. Okay, this is first grade. Maybe fourth or sixth grade, maybe seventh grade. This makes sense, perhaps. First grade, these kids ought to be able to tell a circle from a square, from a triangle, and do some basic addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, maybe come later. But, you know, some basic math and maybe how to try to start to put a sentence together. And here where these kids are in public schools and libraries, being read stories by drag queens. I there's just this obsession on the part of the left to sex kids up, not when they're, again, in fourth, fifth, sixth grade, but in kindergarten, first, second, third grade. I think it's appalling. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It borders on pedophilia, and the left ought to be embarrassed and humiliated about this, although I don't think those emotions operate in their
mind. They have no shame, as they say. DeRoy, the fact that you would even teach a first grader and segregate the others, that is one child or a number of children that are going to get this gospel message, this new gospel message handed out by the left. And they're going to go and, you know, dare I say, infect the other kids. They're going to influence the other kids with this information that they get. So watch the continued exodus of reasonable parents taking their kids out of public schools and into private schools or homeschooling. As we know, homeschooling has grown exponentially since, the reveal of, what's happening in the classroom by these teachers during COVID. I'll tell you, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, just kind of put a ribbon on this, this situation with what's happening in schools. Ron DeSantis brought out that they started looking at the books, right? I mean, looking at school books and realizing that even about math, to your earlier point, even the simple equation somehow in math sentences, the creep of this doctrine has to be inserted into 1+1. I mean, you got to give me a break on this stuff. I mean, like you said, it's never ending.
Yeah. Yes. If Farmer Jones has 100 slaves and he sells half his slaves, how many slaves does he have left? Yeah, they inject the race, the sex, the gender into everything. It's just holistic, 24/7, 365, all-encompassing left-wing ideology. And again, time and place. You know, maybe that makes sense in junior high school. Maybe that makes sense in high school. I'm all for people, you know, having debates on issues. But the left just seems like they cannot wait until kids are grown up and able to deal with this stuff. They just want to get their hands on the little children in kindergarten, first, second, third grade, and get them thinking about sex and gender and sexual orientation and race and racism, diversity, inclusion, and on and on and on, from when they're, you know, basically ought to be and probably are otherwise, you know, playing with buckets of sand and sandboxes and, you know, climbing on the jungle gym and doing that sort of stuff that these kids, we kids did when we were younger.
It's
amazing. And they just can't wait. You gotta sex up the kids and radicalize them before they're even in double digits. And by the way, you've noticed in the last few years or so, there have been a number of instances of little girls who are ages 10 and 11 getting pregnant. Gee, I wonder where they got the ideas, of having sex and end up getting knocked up while they're in, you know, third and fourth grade. And this is the sort of thing this leads to. And, you know, you don't have to be a Christian fundamentalist Puritan to be concerned about this sort of thing. Again, the three words, time and place, time and place, time and place, keep popping up in my head. And I don't think K-3 are either the time or the place for these sorts of lessons.
Yeah, the other thing that pops into my head is that we're overanalyzing this stuff, DeRoy, to your point. The evidence is clear. It's empirical. And, you know, just like a mask, right? And this is where, again, speaks to the incompetence of this administration. They couldn't even get in front of it. You don't have Dr. Fauci making the announcement that mask mandates are gone. They're still holding to this narrative. You have a reasonable judge saying, no, it's against the law. Your king is naked. Get rid of the mask, right? So here, this administration blows this, and of course they're crying foul and they want to appeal the decision. But meanwhile, you have adults on airplanes and around, you know, the country who are free to fly again and eat their tasty snacks from the airlines and not be judged, you know, wrongfully.
Well, I agree with you, and I think if the Biden administration appeals this ruling, and especially if they get another judge to reimpose the mask mandate, you know, make my day. You know, let's see Brandon's numbers drop another 5-7%, get him down into the 20s. You know, we've had these masks on for 2 years. They don't do much, if anything. I fly a lot. I've taken probably 10 out-of-town trips so far this year, I believe. And, you know, you get on the plane, and I fly United, and they talk about all the HEPA filters that suck out 99.8%.
Exactly.
Of the toxins, and they have all these fans that suck the air straight up, not across. So if you're sitting next to a sick person, aisle 14 in aisles of 13 and 15, you should be healthy. And they have Clorox, which they use to clean things up. I believe the Cleveland Clinic is in there providing medical supervision. From what I'm told, if you're on a plane, you could do open heart surgery. I mean, the only thing cleaner than this is probably a clean room at a Pfizer laboratory. But you got to wear a mask. So which is it? Is this the cleanest environment on earth, short of a surgical theater, or are you in a flying cesspool? Which is it? Right. Please make up your mind. They're talking out of both sides of their mouths. And I think people are thrilled not to be wearing masks anymore. You're right. The administration should have gotten in front of this and made the announcement or jumped on it right away and say, yep, the judge ruled, so we're getting rid of the masks. Instead, you've got them sort of hemming and hawing. We're not sure what we're doing. Jen Psaki says one thing. Biden says, well, it's up to people whether they wear the masks or not. But then here the Department of Justice might file a lawsuit if the CDC decides. Who's running the thing? Is it the press secretary, the CDC, the Department of Justice, or is it the President of the United States? Or is it King Fauci? Who really knows?
Exactly.
A complete vacuum of leadership is what we're suffering here.
I think it's a time for a bonfire of the mask vanities. What do you think? You know, just yeah. let's just throw them all in one big heap and let them burn, baby. And, you know, forever, ever, amen. You know, and for those people, in all consideration, for those people who are still, look, they've been indoctrinated for the last 2.5 years. The holy what have you has been scared out of them. And it may take them a while to come out and enjoy the sunshine. That's okay with all due respect. I mean, you know, they've been brain damaged by this government and it's unfortunate. And my prayer is that they will be able to join with the rest of us and enjoy the God-given freedom that has been bestowed upon us.
No, I agree with you on that. It's funny you mentioned the bonfire of the masks. I've said we should have a national Burn Your Mask Day and just put all the masks in a big pile and set them on fire and have a fire so big it could be seen from the International Space Station. That's what I'd like to see. And to your point, if you are immune compromised or you're going through chemo or you've got lung disease, you want to keep your mask on, marvelous. Wear your mask.
Yeah.
But don't force it on the rest of us, those of us like me who've got Moderna 1, Moderna 2, booster, and I got COVID in December. So I've got lots of antibodies. I'm also an asthmatic, so I don't like to sit on a plane feeling like somebody's putting a pillow over my face and trying to asphyxiate me. I find them extremely uncomfortable. And there are other people who like to wear their masks and think they're cool and wonderful. Well, great. So, you know, live and let live.
Because they match their shoes. They match their shoes in everything. It's all, you know, that's important. You know, it's all part of the style. Look, we got about 3 minutes left here, and I did want to address this incredible statement from Brandon. The number one threat in America is white supremacy. Where did he get this from?
Yeah, this is something, a drum the left has been banging for, for certainly months, if not years now. And that is the greatest risk to America is whole problem of white supremacy. And the Department of Justice has said that white supremacy is another, you know, the biggest top domestic violent extremist threat in the country. The Pentagon is on this big hunt to find white nationalists. Jackie Speier, who's on the House Armed Services Committee, she says that, quoting service members and other individuals with sensitive roles for white supremacists and violent extremist ties, that the federal government's not screening them well enough. I'm wondering, where are these white supremacists? Where are their attacks? Where are the victims? If they were lynching and attacking and beating and killing people, I'm sure the media would report this. I don't see that other than, of course, they say Charlottesville. It's Charlottesville. Okay, that was almost 5 years ago. Yes, a guy named James Alex Field Jr. was driving his car, and he drove over a protester named Heather Heyer, and he killed her. That's terrible. I feel very sorry for her and her surviving relatives. Okay, can you name any others?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
So where are they? And yet at the same time, you've got black racists who come out and scream and yell all sorts of nasty stuff about white people, saying, for example, this guy Frank James opened fire on the subway here in New York last week. He's got a whole stream of things on social media. Oh, black Jesus, please kill all the whiteys. White people and black people, as we call ourselves, should not have any contact with each other, he wrote. Blacks and whites, so-called, should not even be in the same hemisphere. He shot up, I think, 15 people. Thankfully, nobody was killed. Then you've got Daryl Edward Brooks. He's the guy up in Waukesha, Wisconsin, who drove into that Christmas parade right after Thanksgiving. 68 people run over, 6 killed, 62 wounded. He also said Hitler knew who the real Jews were. All white people knocked them TF out, period. So all sorts of violent comments there, plus a rap sheet about 50 pages long. There's another guy who's a big supporter of Louis Farrakhan, probably the biggest anti-Semite in the country. He called him, he said, I consider him my spiritual father. That guy drove into a barricade at the U.S. Capitol and attacked a U.S. Capitol police officer with a knife and killed him. Charged at 2, he was shot by the cops, but not before he killed a U.S. Capitol police officer. So you see these actual black racists who the media don't want to talk about, killing, injuring, and killing people, and yet we hear nothing about nothing except white nationalism, white supremacists, et cetera. And I'm wondering, if they're out there wounding and killing people, where are the victims? Where are the people?
Exactly. Where's the evidence of that would lend any kind of credibility to what President Biden has put out there? I got to imagine that Benjamin Crump and Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, you know, kind of love that, you know, when the President of the United States makes such an irresponsible and an unsubstantiated statement. DeRoy, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Godspeed,
all right,
my
Bill,
friend.
Great talk to you. Thank you.
You got it.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell walked out of a G20 meeting on Wednesday when the Russian finance minister started speaking. Yellen and Powell were joined by other world leaders, including the head of the European Central Bank, the Canadian Deputy Prime Minister, and Ukraine's finance minister. The federal government is jumping back into the mask mandate business. The Department of Justice on Wednesday said it will appeal a ruling striking down the mask mandate for public transportation after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention requested the appeal. Sarah Nelson, international president of the Association of Flight Attendants on the Hill website, says they were blindsided when the mask mandate was lifted this week.
They were told their job was to enforce this. They are supposed to have that standing in the cabin to keep everyone safe, and that really undermines their role.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Neil Mammon is with us. He is the executive vice president, founder of Every Black Life Matters, and president of Values Advocacy Council. Neil, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, and we will get to this. Actually, it's a book that's been out for a while. Jesus is involved in politics, because sometimes people think, you know, because you're people of faith and you belong to a church, that this whole misnomer of separation of church and state, clearly Jesus confronted the ruling political leaders and spiritual leaders in the at the time. But let's set that aside right now, because I want to talk about this other topic, you know, about how you grew up under Sharia law and what does an immigrant see that the average American is clueless about. Take us back and walk us through, you know, what you experienced under Sharia law and what it taught you.
Well, I was born in Ghana, and I grew up in Jamaica, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Yemen. And in most of those countries, well, in Ghana it was under military dictatorship, but Yemen was Sharia law. It was it's an Islamic republic. And The difference in an Islamic republic and most other countries, even though Sudan was under dictatorship, it was not an Islamic republic. So that when you grow up under Sharia law, everything is stricter. So one, all the women were wearing burqas.
Burqas, uh-huh.
This was interesting in that if you were a local woman, you were kind of had to wear it. But if you were a foreigner, then there was no restriction on you. So most of the force of wearing the burqas and adhering to that was put on by the local imams who had this control over the people. And so it was, there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stress over this for the locals. For the foreigners, it wasn't as much, but there were still lots of laws. And this is what happened to us. My father was a professor. He's a professor in physics at the University of Sana'a. And we'd been going there for, we'd been there for about 6 years, and I was supposed to come to the United States to go to college because I always wanted to come to the U.S., and I dreamed of coming to the U.S. And finally we got, I convinced my dad that it would be a good idea. I was 18, and we convinced my dad it would be a good idea for us to go to college, for me to come to the States. But the problem was he couldn't really afford it unless they dipped into their savings. And so they said, okay, this may be a good investment. We'll invest in your college, in your future. But I gotta, you know, obviously I have to keep working here, and we'll have to dig into our savings and spend money that way. Well, so everything was planned, and then about a month or two before I was supposed to leave, because back those days there wasn't email or anything like that. So you had to do everything ahead of time. So about a month or two before I was supposed to leave to come to the States, my father came home from work early and sat us all down and told us that he'd been fired. And what we found out later on, and he basically said, we have to get out of the country in 2 weeks. So what we found out, what I found out later on was that one of his fellow professors had committed suicide, and because he was depressed and all that. And it turned out that he had borrowed a Bible from my father, and my father's Bible was always sitting on his desk at work at the university, and this gentleman had borrowed it, and my dad doesn't remember ever loaning it to him, so he thinks he just took it to home to read. Well, when the police went into his bedroom, they found the Bible, and this thing got escalated, and luckily, my dad had students who had graduated and gotten involved in politics, and so they came to my dad, and they said, look, we can buy you 2 weeks. But after that, the imams are going to come after you.
Right.
So we had to basically flee the country,
leaving everything behind. All that he worked hard for, everything is all vapored in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. So we gave away everything because he can't sell things. So we gave away everything and then had to. And he was fortunate that he was somebody in Sudan heard what was going on, and they said, come fly here. We have a position for you at the university in Juba. So he ends up in South Sudan after that. So.
Wow. Unbelievable. And so even there, I mean, you know, your parents didn't own any property, right? I mean, when you said they could sell things, but they really didn't own it outright per se, right?
No, we were renting, but we had cars and furniture and, you know, pictures and stuff like that. So we packed all the personal belongings that we could take. But, you know, we pretty much left all our, you know, all the stuff that we otherwise owned.
So, Neil, from your experience living under a totalitarian government that imposed Sharia, and you were somewhat protected because of your dad's position, but nonetheless, I mean, you saw this, you grew up with it, and then you come to America and you see a whole different side of politics and governance and that sort of thing. So what did that do, you know, for you in terms of your own psychology?
Well, the interesting thing was before we came to Yemen, I had actually been through a war. I was in Ethiopia at the time. It was Asmara, Eritrea, which was part of Ethiopia at the time. And I was going to a boarding school there, and we were one day we were walking to the chapel, and the world exploded. There was guns and bombs and shootings, and they basically found ourselves in the middle of their civil war. And we were in that for about a week before the Americans, interestingly enough, came and helped us get out of there. So, and that was an emotional event. That's actually one of the first times. This is before the Yemen event. And that was the first time that I realized that I wanted to become an American and come to America, because the people who bailed us out of that were the Americans. And, you know, and I remember seeing the American Marine as we drove up to the airport, because the airport had been taken over by the Marines. Just portions of the airport had been taken over just so that they could evacuate us. The idea was that, you know, here was a government. It was the Haile Selassie was the emperor at the time in Ethiopia, and that regime fell, you know, like in 3 or 4 days. So when I came to America, I was like, nothing is permanent. And I would talk to Americans, and I would see how America was sliding away from the things, you know, when I first came. Now, to be honest, when I first came there, I was more of a socialist. But over time, as I lost arguments and debates, I would find out, wow, you know, this is what America really means, what it stands for. And I had to do my test to become a U.S. citizen, so I understood this. I was studying the Constitution and all that. And I would talk to Americans, and they would say, oh, Neil, this is America. None of that's going to happen here. But what they don't realize is nations die. History is littered with their bones.
Exactly.
And if we don't watch America carefully and we don't protect her, what'll happen to us will happen to what happened to, you know, what happened to Rome, what happened to Greece, what happened to all the other empires, right? I mean, come on, guys, don't be stupid. But the biggest problem was I came here and I would see the Christians. Because, I mean, I'd lived in pretty much non-Christian countries, you know, except for Ethiopia, which is kind of Orthodox and under Haile Selassie. But there was still the place that we were living in was Eritrea, which is more Muslim. And that's what caused the strife. It was a battle between the Muslims in Eritrea and the Ethiopians and, the Christians in Addis, that part of. But, you know, I would see that strife and I see that fighting, and the Christians were just not involved, right? So I came here and I would see the Christians also not involved. And I would ask the Christians, why aren't you involved politically? And they were like, well, you know, we're supposed to separate from the government. You know, Jesus said, grant unto Caesar what is Caesar's, grant unto God what is God. And, you know, you should therefore not be involved in politics. And so that actually sent me on a course, and I started writing sermons here and there. And what was interesting about that is that I didn't have the answers. I just knew I had a gut feel that it was wrong. Right?
Exactly.
You're like, no,
right.
It can't be. Mm-hmm. Right? And I started studying this, and the first question I said is, what does it really mean when Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar, and render unto God what is God? So let's take that word Caesar as politics, right? So if you think that means render unto Caesar, you know, if you think that means not get involved in politics, not get involved in the government, because Caesar is the politics government, let's rephrase that word, render unto Caesar. Render unto politics what is politics. And render unto God what is God.
I'll tell you what, let's leave that there because we got to go to break. We'll pick it up more from there on the other side. Neil Mammon is with us. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with Neil Mammon. He's the Executive Vice President and Founder of Every Black Life Matters, President of Values Advocacy Council. Neil, before the break, you started to talk about this separation of church and state and how some people misquote and maybe misunderstand what Jesus said when he told the ruling class at the time, because that was a big question. It was a trick question. They were trying to get him backed into a corner so that they could render some sort of judgment on him, because they knew that he was disturbing the political and the religious class at the time. And he said, render unto, because he asked somebody, because they said, well, should we be paying taxes? Should we be paying taxes to Caesar? He said, well, give me a coin. He said, whose inscription, whose face is on the coin? He said, Caesar's. So he says, well, good point, good answer. So you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God. And he quieted them. He quieted the mob and the ruling class at that time. And unfortunately, some have misinterpreted what Jesus was saying when he said that. Go ahead and break that down.
Right. So if you take the word, if people say, well, that means don't be involved in politics, don't be involved in government. So render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and render unto God what is God's, right? So let's take that and take the word Caesar and put politics or involvement in politics there. So then it becomes render unto involvement in politics what is due involvement in politics, and render unto God what is God's. At no point did he say don't be involved in politics, did he?
Right. No,
that is not a verse about separation. It's a verse about participation.
Yes. And knowing the restraints of both those dynamics, because even Jesus knew that that politics was downline of culture. Culture is going to influence politics, and if you're going to have, as they say, good policy is good politics, comes out from a healthy culture. And so the converse is true as well, is that you get rotten politics from a rotten culture. So you need to have a healthy culture here, and you also need to have a healthy spiritual life and understand the boundaries of those two institutions. Oh, yeah, by the way, both were established by God, right?
Exactly. Now, but here's the kicker, and this is what I found out, which is interesting. I found out as I started going along. And it ended up being a conversation that I had with a bunch of Christians who said they should not be involved in politics. And they were like, well, I don't think we should be involved in politics. And I said, well, in that case, you believe in child prostitution. And they said, no, we don't believe in child. I said, no, yes, you do. You believe in child prostitution. You think it should still be legal. They said, no, we don't. I said, not only do you believe that child prostitution should still be legal, you think that gladiatorial combat should still be legal. They said, no. I said, yes, you believe that. You also believe that slavery should still be legal. And they go, how can you say that? I said, here's why. Because slavery, gladiatorial combat, child prostitution, temple prostitution, forced prostitution, the killing of twins, the superstitious killing of twins, the immolation of widows, slavery, racism, even cruelty to animal. All these things were made illegal only because Christians got involved in politics.
Amen.
In fact, that and thousands of laws throughout history are only there because a Christian got involved in politics or their church got involved. And even slavery, it wasn't just a Christian. It was Thomas Clarkson, William Wilberforce, and their entire church, St. Mary's of Acts, gosh, I can't remember the city it was in, but St. Mary's, but it was the guy who wrote Amazing Grace, his church, right? And so we see this where the whole church, John Newton, the guy who wrote Amazing Grace,
yes,
and the entire church is getting involved to stop slavery in England. And Thomas Clarkson rides around the whole countryside gathering signatures, and finally, 40 years later, they changed the law on slavery in England. And then it comes here, and you see, here people say, look, you know what, we just need to preach the gospel. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not enough. Here's why. Because for 200 years, the gospel was preached in every part of America and England, the two of the most Christian nations in the entire world at the time, and slavery still continued. It wasn't until a group of men got together and said, we need to start a new party, and they met for the first time in a church, and they founded a new party called the Republican Party. Then only was slavery stopped.
Exactly.
Now, don't give me that nonsense that we should not be involved in politics, because that means you think slavery should still be legal.
Right. And, oh, yeah, by the way, when was the last time you read the Constitution? And the values that come out of the Constitution that the Founding Fathers related to, Judeo-Christian values. So how do you separate that? Without people of faith, without Judeo-Christian values, you don't have the Declaration of Independence. You don't have what God has given us. He is the ultimate liberator. We get freedom from God. We don't get it from government. Life, liberty, right. The pursuit of happiness. That's what our government is to ensure us of. And those are God-given attributes. Those are not given to us by Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party.
Exactly. Well, no, actually, I say that. I ask people, do you have constitutional? It's a trick question. I say, do you have constitutional rights? In fact, yesterday I was at the trucker rally in Sacramento, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I said, do you have constitutional rights? Everybody says, yes. I said, no, folks, you don't have constitutional rights. You don't have constitutional rights because the Constitution does not give you rights. The Constitution is a list of negative rights that tell the government what they cannot do. There's not a single right that the Constitution gives you. If you read it carefully, you'll see that. In fact, all rights come from only the Creator. Now, this is why it's important. It's not the Muslim Creator. It's not the Buddhist Creator. There is none in Buddhism.
Right.
It's not the Hindu Creator. It's not any of the holy books. There's only one holy book that says all men are made equal in the sight of God, neither slave nor free, Jew or Gentile, male or female, and that is the Christian Bible. Judeo-Christian Bible is the only thing that says that. Now, you take that Bible out of that, then where do you get your rights from? Because the rights come from the Creator. And if rights don't come from the Creator, then you have no rights. And if there's no Creator and there's no biblical Christian Creator, you also have no rights. So if you don't have that as your fundamental founding document, we have no rights. And the only rights you get are rights that you get through violence.
Exactly. And this is where America is right now. It's turned its back on God. It is decided to dumb itself down, to be, to check in their brains at the doors and at the temples of the ruling class. And they're wondering why they're so frustrated, why suicide rate is, you know, going through the roof. Marriages, families are in such a state of confusion and chaos, Neil. And it's because we have chosen to relinquish our liberties that come from God, and we've subordinated them to the ruling class.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's because the church has withdrawn from everything. And here's the thing: when the church has withdrawn in the past, like in Nazi Germany, the culture quickly goes towards its pagan roots.
And then we saw that in Nazi Germany. We've seen that, you know, we got out of this. I mean, the Christians are the one that changed the brutality of the Roman Empire to what we have today. And in Germany, you know, when the church said, oh yeah, Hitler, you handle it all, guess what? They went right back to their pagan roots and their killing and all that. And you can look at the countries, look around the world. Which are the countries that have the most heinous crimes against humanity? They're not the Christian ones.
Exactly.
It's the communist ones, it's the atheistic ones, it's the Muslim ones, you know, it's not the Christian one. And if you want to go back to that culture, you want to go back to that atheistic culture, then fine, have the church withdraw from everything. But until that point, the pastor needs to be the leader, just like John Newton, he needs to be the leader in the battle. And I'm asking pastors, are you going to be the next John Newton that's going to support things? Yesterday we were in the Capitol. They have this bill here in California called AB 2223, which allows you to kill a baby up to a month after it's born. And from what I understand, I haven't checked it yet, but we were out there. We had maybe 1,500 people. There should have been a million people in the Capitol. Where were the pastors sending their people to the Capitol? They were not. And that bill, I think, passed. I don't have the data right now, but from what I understand, that bill passed. That means you can kill a baby in California up to the age of 30 days with no questions asked. And the government, the police are not allowed to investigate it.
See, Kermit Gosnell was right, Neil, because he said that when he was convicted, you know, for the heinous crimes that he had committed, right? He just said, it's a matter of time. You know, I'm going to be free. I'm a free man because, you know, this is, you know, everybody, this is going to be acceptable. And, of course, a couple of years ago, you had the governor of Virginia saying that it was okay. You just offer these babies, these post-abortive children who survive abortion, you offer them comfort care, right? And of course, then on top of that, we find out Planned Parenthood is selling baby parts, you know, like they're used car parts from a junkyard.
What could be, in fact, in my prepared statements, I didn't get a chance to say it, but in my prepared statements for yesterday, I said, look, what could go wrong? We found out that the Institute for Bioethics Research, you know, David Delighton, I can't remember the exact name of his organization, but he revealed that they were selling baby parts, Planned Parenthood was making money on. And the older the baby is, I mean, it's closer to birth that the baby is, the more money they got. Well, guess what? Now they can sell one-month-old baby.
Exactly. And the disgusting thing, Neil, as you say with David Delighton, he has them on tape. It's illegal what they were doing. Nothing happens to Planned Parenthood, and he goes to jail.
Yeah. Well, that's because of Kamala Harris, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. And here she is. She's elevated to be, I mean, this is how dangerous this is. She is the vice president, one seat away from becoming the president of the United States.
Right.
This is where we are. I mean, this is all very dangerous. And this is what happens when you take God out of his rightful position as the reigning ruler, the supreme being of it all, who instituted these institutions for good, not for evil. But unfortunately, now these institutions have been hijacked and they're being used more for evil. The slippery slope that we are on right now, Neil Mammon, is dangerous. We've got to leave it there and we'll continue the conversation. How can people be in touch with your efforts?
Jesus is involved in politics.com. So Jesus is in politics.com. They can find more about us at everyblm.com, which is the Christian response to BLM. So everyblm.com or Jesus and Jesus is involved in politics.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach